take a bow.
That's audio from a short video clip posted by Misty Copeland when she was named principal ballerina at the American Ballet Theater last August. She became the first African-American principal dancer in the 75-year history of the company. Copeland is breaking down barriers for young Black girls who want to dance professionally. At one time, Copeland was told she had the wrong skin color for Swan Lake, but now she's a ballet superstar. For 15-year-old Amira Mohammed, Copeland is her inspiration.
We may think if there's not somebody up there on the stage that looks like us, oh, I can't do that. Maybe this is just in for me, and then change to a different style of dance or just, I don't know, choose something else. But now that we have people up there that look like us and you can relate to in a way, it's like, wow, maybe I could do that as well.
So there's no question this is something you're going to pursue as a career.
Absolutely.
Mohammed started dancing at the age of 3 at Buffalo City Ballet. She still dances there and is now training at Neglia Ballet in the pre-professional program. She also has a New York City coach at Steps on Broadway. Now she's been appointed to serve as a national ambassador for Brown Girls Do Ballet, an organization that serves minorities in dance. This will provide her with scholarship and mentoring opportunities to follow her dream. Last summer, she trained at American Ballet in New York City, and now she's working on fundraising to try and support this year's summer training.
This year, I've gotten accepted to American Ballet Theater, Central Pennsylvania Youth Ballet, Manhattan Youth Ballet, and almost a full scholarship to the Dance Theater of Harlem, which is a great honor for me, so I'll be fundraising for all those.
How do you make up your mind?
Well, of course, this scholarship is quite an honor because that really means that they have a great interest in you as a dancer, and that means a lot to me. Recently, when the Dance Theater of Harlem came to Buffalo in October, I took a few master classes with the artistic director. She was very kind, and she awarded me with the scholarship, so that means a lot, and I've decided to go there.
The Buffalo teen also plays the violin. She's the daughter of professional violinist and leader of the Mohammed School of Music in Buffalo, Henri Mohammed.
Well, my wife and I were very proud.
The Mohammed family is now learning to navigate through the dance world. Mohammed says the struggle for Black artists in general is in training.
Learning the ins and outs, but we're also finding that there are a lot of similarities, much like you rarely see Blacks and minorities proficient in classical music. It's the same with the world of dance, which is why I think that the organization Brown Girls Do Ballet is so important. You know, as my daughter will, as she mentioned, will be a mentor to younger dancers, and she'll have mentors for her, such as Misty Copeland and other professional Black dancers who have gone on that can advise her.
In spending time with Misty Copeland, what have you learned?
She's doing so many great things, and she is more than a principal dancer now. She's endorsed by Under Armour. She's been on so many levels of ballet now, and it's really setting the bar very high. And for me, that's so inspiring. And she's always saying, you have to be yourself. You have to be confident in yourself, and that's really been a big thing for me.
But Misty Copeland is one of very many professional Black ballerinas that we don't know of. Aisha Ashe and Lauren Anderson, who are phenomenal. But it just shows that there are barriers in classical music. There's barriers in classical dance that we're all working to tear down.
Mohammed is homeschooled by her mother. Her daily routine begins with schoolwork in the morning. By late afternoon, she begins her ballet training until early evening and then starts her homework at night. On May 15th at the Olma Charter School in Buffalo, the Mohammeds will team in an event entitled Beethoven and the Ballerina.
So I hope that we could have more dancers, younger dancers that want to aspire high, just like I can, and it's just been a really great experience for me, reaching towards something that I can work hard for every morning and aspire towards learning something new or becoming a better dancer every day, which has been my goal for a while now. And I hope that I can see more younger dancers that could aspire high like me.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.